WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The support of all six Wisconsin Republicans was not enough to keep Kevin McCarthy from being ousted as U.S. House Speaker. Most Republicans backed McCarthy in yesterday's ouster vote, but Democrats declined to make up the votes the former Speaker lost to eight members of the right-wing Freedom Caucus. They opposed McCarthy over government spending. Removing the Speaker will effectively paralyze Congress until a new Speaker is elected. Sarah Godlewski says she never made a deal to drop out of last year's U.S. Senate race in order to become Secretary of State. Nate Wegehout has more.
Some Republicans have accused Godlewski of making a secret deal with Governor Evers, but she said the position shocked even her. Godlewski also added that no special election was needed to fill the seat vacated by Doug La Follette. Godlewski pointed to the two Supreme Court seats that were filled by former Governor Scott Walker.
This is the way the system works, is that when you elect a governor, they have the ability to appoint when an office vacates.
Godlewski spoke with the Devil's Advocates radio show last night. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
It's a big week for the Brewers. They play an elimination game in the playoffs tonight, and state lawmakers are holding a hearing on a bill tomorrow to keep the team in Wisconsin with taxpayer money. Democratic Senator Chris Larson, though, calls the current deal extortion.
They are basically saying, you know, give us a great deal of money more than we're already getting on a regular basis. And in exchange, you get nothing.
Republican Representative Rob Brooks wrote the bill. It takes $600 million from taxpayers and $100 million from the Brewers to maintain American Family Field until 2050. Brooks says everyone negotiating is on the same page.
We want to keep the Brewers. So when we're starting from an agreement that we want to do something. Now it's a matter of details. We can always work through those.
Larson and Brooks spoke with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. Mental health advocates say the stigma of suicide prevents many people from getting help. Joyce Morissette is with the National Alliance on Mental Illness. She says talking to someone about suicide doesn't trigger them to act. Instead, she says it starts a helpful conversation.
In order to have a public health approach to suicide, we need to be able to acknowledge it and talk openly about suicide.
Almost 50,000 Americans committed suicide last year. The man who created the Green Bay Packers' iconic helmet logo has died. John Gordon was an art student at St. Norbert College when the team approached him about it in 1961. He came up with it in less than a day. Gordon was 83 years old. His funeral is today in Green Bay. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For Lake Air 1260 AM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. A report on embattled Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes was released on Tuesday. The report describes Hakes as a loose cannon and that he lacks in training, leadership, integrity, and competence. It also describes his interactions with coworkers as inappropriate and accusations that he mismanages the department. He also used the office for personal gain, according to the report. Hakes dismissed the report as politically motivated and vowed to fight against being removed from office. The Chippewa County Board of Supervisors will vote next week on whether they will oust him. The vote comes after a closed session meeting about Hakes last month, where the board voted to look into removing the sheriff. One board member publicly called for Hakes to resign after the report went public. In a release this morning, the board confirmed that Hakes is on its agenda for October 10th and that Hakes declined to be a part of the investigation. And the National Weather Service says highs today will be in the mid-60s across northwestern Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers lose game one to Arizona. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers jumped out to an early lead, then stalled the final seven innings of the game, losing 6-3 last night to the Diamondbacks in game one of the wild card playoff series. The Brewers were up 3-0 before starter Corbin Burns gave up four runs, including two home runs, back-to-back. Burns after the loss.
The offense did a great job coming out and swinging the bats and scoring runs early. I just did a poor job after that of executing pitches.
Diamondbacks manager Torrey Lovello.
You know, you get a pitcher like Corbin Burns out of the game in the fifth inning, you're doing a lot right. And he's not winning, you've done a lot right.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell made a strange substitution in the eighth, replacing Bryce Terang with Jesse Winker, who had not batted in the major since July and appeared to have injured himself on his first swing at bat. Counsell, after the game.
He had an oblique issue there. I haven't spoken with the trainers yet to see where we're at with it.
Arizona has now beat Milwaukee 5 out of 7 meetings this year.
You know, in a three-game series, you lose game one, your back's up against the wall. And you've faced adversity, and we got to respond to it.
Game two of the best of three series is tonight at 6:08 in Milwaukee with Arizona's Zach Gallen against the Brewers' Freddie Peralta, in for Brandon Woodruff. College football. The Badgers getting ready to host Rutgers Saturday, kickoff 11 a.m. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
They do a great job at managing the game. Just from the big picture of the things that, if you ask me what Coach Shiano does a great job of, it's being who they are. You know, I'd say that's who Rutgers is in a nutshell.
NFL, the Packers holding practice before their road trip to Vegas to take on the Raiders. Defensive back Eric Stokes says he's trying to find a way back on the field behind Jair Alexander or Rasul Douglas.
I'm fitting in wherever they need me at. Like, I know we already got a good little thing going with Sewell, Jai, and Key and all that stuff. So, like, wherever they need me, I'm going to fit in. Like, hey, man, wherever y'all need me, I'm fitting in, and I'm just happy to be back.
That's Packers defensive back Eric Stokes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Everybody, welcome in to the Stu Daniels Show on a Wednesday morning. It's the fourth day of October, one of my favorite months of the year. And welcome in. Come on in, get a cup of coffee, get a cup of tea, relax, and let's go over some news and sports and weather. And I want to get a message to my producer, Sam. I can't see the screen right now. I can't see you on the screen. All I can see is a big clock, so we can get rid of the clock if we need to. But getting back to the business at hand, let's talk about the weather. First thing, taking a look outside in La Crosse today, cloudy in the morning, and then mostly sunny in the afternoon today, high around 76 degrees. Eau Claire, partly sunny, high around 73. In Richland Center, partly sunny today, high around 79 degrees. In Amory, going to be mostly cloudy with a high around 66. And in Hayward, mostly cloudy and breezy with a chance of rain and a high around 69 degrees. Well, you probably know the big sports story, right? The Brewers lost last night to the Diamondbacks, 6-3. Game one of their National League Wild Card Series. Game two of that series is this evening, 6 p.m. It's going to be on ESPN2. It's in Milwaukee, and the Brewers must win tonight. So in the headlines, the United States House of Representatives voted yesterday to remove their speaker. Speaker Kevin McCarthy is out. The interim Speaker of the House has ordered former Speaker Nancy Pelosi to vacate her office in the Capitol. And the judge in Donald Trump's fraud case ordered a gag order to keep the former president from attacking court officials. Also, it looks like some of the articles of impeachment against, let's see if I can give you this information.
Some of the articles of impeachment against Megan Wolf contained false and misleading claims. So we'll get to that article as well. The first thing that I wanted to get to here was the big story from the House of Representatives yesterday. I hope you've been following this. It's the first time in history that a Speaker of the House has been removed from his position. And I have a story here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that says GOP faction forces Kevin McCarthy's ouster. All six Wisconsin Republicans backed the Speaker, as did most Republicans, right? This piece from Lawrence Andrea, updated 15 hours ago, it says, and it starts this way. It says a faction of House Republicans on Tuesday successfully moved to ouster Speaker Kevin McCarthy from his post overseeing the chamber after Democrats declined to come to his rescue. All six of Wisconsin's House Republicans stuck with the majority of their conference in voting to keep McCarthy in the speakership. But the California Republican ultimately failed to win a simple majority of the chamber after eight members on the right flank of his party, led by Florida Representative Matt Gaetz, voted to remove him largely over disagreements about government spending. Says a motion to vacate the speakership succeeded on a 216-210 vote. North Carolina Republican Representative Patrick McHenry was appointed Speaker pro tempore. Before the vote on Tuesday afternoon, Democrats held McCarthy's fate in their hands, as McCarthy needed only a handful of Democratic votes to offset the opposition from his right flank. But Wisconsin Democratic Representatives Mark Pocan, who suggested he doesn't trust McCarthy, and Gwen Moore joined the rest of their fellow House Democrats in supporting the motion to oust McCarthy. Here's a quote. This is a Republican, chaotic, civil war, and there's no reason for Democrats to help him, Mark Pocan told the Journal Sentinel in a statement. He's been untrustworthy since he was elected Speaker. The unprecedented move to remove a House Speaker will effectively paralyze the chamber's work until a new Speaker is elected. It comes at a time when Congress is operating under a temporary government funding patch, and as lawmakers on Capitol Hill need to pass government funding bills by the time that patch expires in mid-November. McCarthy, over the weekend, needed Democrats' support to pass that temporary funding patch, known as a continuing resolution, a dynamic that roiled Gaetz and some of the other members who voted to remove him on Tuesday. Matt Gaetz, this week on CNN, said McCarthy has been in brazen, repeated material breach of the agreement he made with House Republicans to assume the speakership after 15 votes. This agreement that he made with Democrats to really blow past the spending guardrails we had set up is the last straw, Matt Gaetz said. Still, the majority of the Republican caucus backed McCarthy, and a number of members spoke up in support, arguing removing the California Republican would further complicate House proceedings and give Democrats more power on Capitol Hill. During an hour-long debate on the House floor before the vote, Gaetz was one of only a few Republicans to speak out against McCarthy, attempting to single-handedly rebuke his colleagues who were supporting McCarthy. And Kevin McCarthy, for his part, did not speak on the floor in his own defense. Oklahoma Republican Tom Cole, on the floor before the vote, said a small group of Republicans were, quote, willing to plunge this body into chaos. And that's where they are now. Gaetz shot back, quote, I don't think voting against Kevin McCarthy is chaos. I think $33 trillion in debt is chaos. I think the $2.2 trillion annual deficit is chaos. Not passing single subject spending bills is chaos. End quote. Mark Pocan, a Madison Democrat, repeatedly called McCarthy untrustworthy on Tuesday. In a text to the Journal Sentinel, he said McCarthy broke the government spending deal he cut with Democrats during debt ceiling negotiations earlier this year. And he said McCarthy didn't give members enough time this past weekend to read the continuing resolution proposal before trying to force a vote. He's earned no respect from us, Pocan said. Wisconsin Republicans, meanwhile, have largely remained supportive of McCarthy's leadership. Before the vote, Mike Gallagher of the 8th Congressional District and Brian Stile of the 1st Congressional District could be seen separately chatting with Kevin McCarthy on the House floor. Freshman Republican Derek Van Orden, who represents the battleground 3rd Congressional District, has been the most vocal member of the delegation in support of Kevin McCarthy this week. On Tuesday, yesterday, Van Orden fired off several tweets attacking Gates. The motion to vacate the speaker is a fool's errand, and I can think of no better person to lead that effort than Matt Gaetz. Van Orden wrote in one post, after the vote, he suggested the 8 House Republicans who voted to boot McCarthy had handed power to Democrats. Stile, who was tapped by McCarthy to chair the House Administration Committee, acknowledged during an interview about government funding last week on Bloomberg the difficult position McCarthy has been in his 9 months as Speaker. I think we're all frustrated, Stile said when asked if he thinks McCarthy is frustrated being leader of a fractured group. I think he's done a pretty darn good job to wrangle everyone together to move us forward, end quote. In a statement after the vote, Republican Tom Tiffany made no mention of McCarthy. Instead, he nodded at the now stalled work ahead. Right now, he said, my priority is passing the appropriations bills to bring much needed relief to the American people. So what's going to happen next? Who knows? It's chaos in action right before our eyes. It'll be interesting to see, and we'll keep you updated. We've got 8:17 right now. Going to take a break. It'll be a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud.
Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 66. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. Daytime highs approaching 61 tomorrow. A blend of clouds and sun. Temperatures well below average Friday and Saturday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 63.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 12:15, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay. Lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
All right, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show on this Wednesday morning. Music from Bob Dylan. Right now in La Crosse, 70 degrees with mostly cloudy skies. Richland Center has 70 degrees, also mostly cloudy there. And the next topic that I want to get to is this article that is in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from PolitiFact with a headline that says the impeachment articles against Megan Wolf were riddled with false and misleading claims. This piece, updated 3 hours ago, says impeachment articles drafted by five Republican lawmakers seeking to remove Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf from her job contain more than a dozen misleading and false statements that misrepresent Wolf's role and regurgitate election disinformation. The impeachment resolution, which was put forward last month by Republicans Janelle Branchon of Menominee Falls, Scott Allen of Waukesha, Elijah Benke of Oconto, Ty Bowden of Hilbert, and Chuck Wichkers of Muskego, claims that Wolf was directly responsible for decisions made by election commissioners and falsely ties her to debunked election lies. All 15 impeachment articles contain misleading or false claims about how elections administration works in Wisconsin. The five Republicans who put forth the impeachment resolution did not respond to a detailed request for comment asking them to explain their claims. So here are the main points of contention. Wolf carries out Wisconsin Election Commission policy but does not make it. The Republican lawmakers base at least five of their impeachment articles on decisions made by the bipartisan panel of six elections commissioners who oversee the Wisconsin Elections Commission and Megan Wolf. As the administrator, Wolf is the nonpartisan leader of the state's elections agency. For years, Megan Wolf has become a target of those who harbor intense distrust of election officials amid a baseless campaign by former President Donald Trump to sow doubt in the legitimacy of his 2020 election loss. The Republicans in their impeachment resolution blamed Megan Wolf for actions commissioners voted to take during the COVID-19 pandemic, a time when health officials were advising people to avoid crowds. Some actions the commissioners took in 2020 were legally unchallenged but have since been deemed illegal. However, Megan Wolf and her position is bound by law to execute duties based on commissioners' decisions. She cannot vote on the decisions. She's not the election cop, said Ann Jacobs, one of six elections commissioners. Only the commission can issue orders. This misunderstanding undermines accusations of maladministration the Republican lawmakers made against Megan Wolf in multiple impeachment articles. 8:27, almost 8:28, going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned into your local civic media radio station. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. It was Stag Lee and Billy, two men who gamble late. Stag Lee threw seven, Billy swore that he threw eight. Stag Lee told Billy, I can't let you go with that. You've won all my money in my brand new Stetson hat.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. Beginning at 6, Up North News. Then at 8, Stu Daniels. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. Now he's Congressman Kevin McCarthy. Still on Capitol Hill, but he's lost his speakership following a chaotic vote led by Florida Republican Matt Gaetz. More from ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
He spent much of his speakership trying to appease people who were never going to be appeased, doing whatever he could to appreciate and get the support of the hardliners. And then in the end, it was only eight of them that voted to get rid of him. He could have been saved by Democrats, but in the end, he couldn't be saved by Democrats because he had alienated them so thoroughly during the course of his speakership.
The shelter-in-place order lifted at Morgan State University, but the gunman believed to have shot five people, including four students, has not been located. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott.
My anger is with the people that pulled that trigger, and we're going to work alongside Morgan State and everyone else to track down these people and hold them accountable.
This is ABC News.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Lake Air 1260 AM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. A report on embattled Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes was released on Tuesday. The report describes Hakes as a loose cannon and that he lacks in training, leadership, integrity, and competence. It also describes his interactions with coworkers as inappropriate and accusations that he mismanages the department. He also used the office for personal gain, according to the report. Hakes dismissed the report as politically motivated and vowed to fight against being removed from office. The Chippewa County Board of Supervisors will vote next week on whether they will oust him. The vote comes after a closed session meeting about Hakes last month, where the board voted to look into removing the sheriff. One board member publicly called for Hakes to resign after the report went public. In a release this morning, the board confirmed that Hakes is on its agenda for October 10th and that Hakes declined to be a part of the investigation. And the National Weather Service says highs today will be in the mid-60s across northwestern Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Timeout!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
put me in, coach. Go Brewers. Man, it was hard to watch that game last night. And the Brewers got a win tonight. Otherwise, it's all over. Hey, welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 8:35 right now. 67 degrees in Eau Claire with cloudy skies. And Amory has 62 degrees right now with cloudy skies. And if you have anything you would like to add to our show today, if you have an opinion on anything, feel free to call in. The phone number is 715-388-7155. Again, that phone number, 715-388-7155. And just before the break, we were discussing the article in the Journal Sentinel about Megan Wolf, elections, Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Administrator. And this piece mentions that PolitiFact found that the articles of impeachment against Megan Wolf contain several false and misleading claims. I was going over this story, and I was to the point here where it says in Article 4 of the impeachment, it says here, the Republican lawmakers claim that Megan Wolf wrongly advocated for ballot drop boxes during the 2020 election, a practice deemed illegal in a July 2022 Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling that applied to elections going forward. The lawmakers also claimed that drop boxes were unfamiliar in Wisconsin, but ballot drop boxes were used in Wisconsin for years without raising major concerns from Republicans until Donald Trump lost the 2020 election in Wisconsin. And claims that Megan Wolf advocated for drop boxes misinterpret what Wolf communicated in an August 2020 memo to clerks. That August memo was not an endorsement of the use of ballot drop boxes, but instead was designed to provide best practice recommendations based on information from a resource developed by the United States Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency and other experts on elections infrastructure. Wisconsin Elections Commission spokesman Riley Vetterkind wrote in an email on Friday. The Wisconsin Elections Commission continues to abide by the court's July ruling on drop boxes, Vetterkind added in Article 5 of the impeachment. The lawmakers blamed Megan Wolf for allowing absentee voting ballots to be sent to long-term care facilities without the use of special voting deputies in the 2020 presidential election. Again, Megan Wolf did not make this decision, but instead followed guidance from commissioners that advised clerks to ignore a state law that required special voting deputies make two attempts to visit facilities and provide assistance before sending residents absentee ballots. All six of the commissioners, three Democrats and three Republicans, voted to mail absentee ballots to long-term care facilities in March of 2020, right when the pandemic was hitting. Commissioners said they advised mailing absentee ballots to the facilities to protect a population vulnerable to COVID and ensure that the ballots got to the voters in enough time to cast them, because most of the facilities were barring visitors at the time. Keep in mind, right at the beginning of the shutdown, this was March of 2020, all of those facilities were closed, as were hospitals, and everything was closed at that time, right? I'm sure you remember. Getting back to the story in the Journal Sentinel, the Republican lawmakers again misconstrued Wolf's role in Article 8, which accuses Megan Wolf of allowing unauthorized officials like friends or family to return another voter's absentee ballot during the 2020 presidential election. The practice has since been deemed illegal by the state Supreme Court in July, save for cases in which disabled voters need assistance to return their ballot. But the practice, which was authorized by elections commissioners, not Megan Wolf, was legally unchallenged in 2020. Also, in Article 15 of the impeachment, the lawmakers, the Republican lawmakers, accuse Megan Wolf of promoting a common federal voter registration form that was ruled illegal by a Waukesha County Circuit Court judge in early September. This is despite the fact that the elections commissioners, not Megan Wolf, permitted its use until the form was deemed illegal. Commissioners voted days after the court ruling to suspend the form's use until further notice. The form had been in use in Wisconsin since 1994, according to Vetterkind. Election lies from 2020 form the basis of multiple claims in the impeachment articles. Multiple other impeachment articles against Megan Wolf rely on baseless claims of voter fraud in the 2020 election. Take Article 1, in which Republican lawmakers accuse Megan Wolf of illegally directing clerks to correct witness addresses on absentee ballots. This claim is misleading, USA Today fact checkers and the Wisconsin Elections Commission determined in 2020. In fact, clerks corrected missing witness information, including addresses, in 11 statewide elections before the November 2020 election. The practice was established in October of 2016 when elections commissioners from both parties, and not Megan Wolf, unanimously voted to advise clerks they could fix missing witness information components based on reliable information, such as filling in a zip code or an incomplete address. A memo in 2016 indicates commissioners made their decision based on guidance from the Wisconsin Department of Justice. Brad Schimmel, a Republican, was the leader of the Department of Justice at the time. The practice was not legally challenged until a Waukesha County judge barred election clerks from filling in witness information on absentee ballot envelopes in a September 2022 ruling. A national liberal law firm announced a legal challenge to the ruling on Monday. The Republican lawmakers also make a misleading claim in Article 2 about the number of people registered to vote in Wisconsin, a number they claimed in their second impeachment article totals more than 7 million. For reference, Wisconsin's state population was 5.9 million in the 2020 census. While technically correct, the lawmakers added more than 3.5 million inactive voters, people who are dead, moved to another state, or are in any other way deemed ineligible to vote. They added 3.5 million inactive voters to the number of active voters to reach an inaccurate and misleading figure. Wisconsin law requires the Wisconsin Elections Commission to maintain an active and inactive voter list. And contrary to what the lawmakers claim in Article 14, state law bars inactive voters from voting in Wisconsin elections unless they re-register and provide proof of in-state residence. Furthermore, neither the Wisconsin Elections Commission nor Megan Wolf is responsible for removing voters who may have moved from the rolls. As the lawmakers claim in Article 13, state law assigns that responsibility to local elections officials. The state Supreme Court ruled in 2021, and anyone who may have moved must affirm their address before receiving a ballot. The Wisconsin Elections Commission most recent voter registration data from September 1st found Wisconsin had approximately 3.5 million active registered voters. The Republican lawmakers again misinterpret elections infrastructure in Article 2 while discussing Wisconsin's membership with the Electronic Registration Information Center, known as ERIC, Electronic Registration Information Center, a private nonprofit that helps states maintain accurate voter rolls. The organization comprises 25 states and has become a target of Republicans since former President Donald Trump called on Republican-led states to withdraw from ERIC. At least 8 states have withdrawn from the compact since 2022. Wisconsin has been a member of ERIC since the Republican-controlled legislature voted to join the compact in 2016 as part of a law that created online voter registration in the state. So it was Republicans that wanted to get into it originally, but now they want to get out of the ERIC, the Electronic Registration Information Center. They want to get out of it because their guy didn't win in the 2020 election. What do we got here? 8:46. Better take a break. It'll be a short one, so stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Man to man is so unjust. Children, you don't know who to trust. Your worst enemy could be your best friend. And your best friend, your worst enemy. Some will eat and drink with you.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected today, with a slight chance for scattered showers. High temperatures reach up to 66. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. Daytime highs approaching 61. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Temperatures well below average Friday and Saturday, with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 63.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
I guess I don't feel you like I used to do.
Little by little, I'm losing you, but I can see.
Bit by bit, your love slips away from me.
Oh, yes. Music from Junior Wells, little by little, bit by bit. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show, 851 right now. We've got 70 degrees in La Crosse with mostly sunny skies now. In Hayward, 63, mostly cloudy skies. And before the break, we were discussing this article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about Megan Wolf and the articles of impeachment against her containing many, many false misconstrued ideas and false facts, if you can call them that. But the one thing I wanted to mention before I got back to the article was the fact that Republicans have been telling us for years that Democrats cheat when it comes to voting, right? They busloads of people from Chicago or wherever to vote in elections here in Wisconsin. And they also send out ballots to everybody, absentee ballots, and who knows where those go. And then there's drop boxes and people just stuff drop boxes with absentee ballots. And of course, all that is false. It's not real. There hasn't been voter fraud. In fact, voter fraud is very rare. It's so rare that the only time it happens, the only time we see people getting caught is when people who listen to right-wing radio and Fox News hear those stories and they think, oh, what the heck, I'm going to commit voter fraud because no one gets caught. The Democrats do it all the time. So in recent years, usually when someone gets caught for voter fraud by voting in two different states, maybe they have residences in two different states, I tell you, most of the time when you see that happen, it's somebody who voted for Republicans. And it's because it's been drilled into their heads that Democrats cheat all the time. So they think it's okay for them to vote. So with that in mind, the Republicans created this electronic registration information center several years ago, also known as ERIC, so that they could keep tabs, right? It's in 25 states now. They can cross-reference, they can cross-check who's voting so that if somebody does vote in two different states, then they'll be caught. And that's happened a few times since ERIC was put in place. But I think about 9 times out of 10, it's people who voted for Republicans that get caught. And it's serious, right? You can't be cheating when it comes to voting. That's what the whole idea of democracy is based on, right? Free and fair elections. That's how democracy works. So now that several years have gone by since this electronic registration information center was set up, I think back in 2016, since that has been set up and most of the people that have been busted have been Republicans, now they want to get rid of it. And in fact, here in Wisconsin, the Republicans are trying to back out of it. They want to get out of Eric now. They say it's not such a good idea, and especially since their guy, Donald Trump, lost the 2020 election. What good does this thing do? We should just let Republicans commit voter fraud, and that way our guy might win next time, is what they're thinking. Getting back to this story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about Megan Wolf and the fact that many of the stated facts in her articles of impeachment contain false and misleading claims. All right, so I was discussing the Electronic Registration Information Center, and it says, contrary to the Republican lawmakers' claims in Article 2 of the impeachment articles, Megan Wolf does not have the power nor the responsibility to remove Wisconsin from ERIC, the Electronic Registration Information Center. That power lies with the Republican-controlled legislature. And as I mentioned, Republicans just introduced a bill last month that would withdraw Wisconsin from ERIC, the Electronic Registration Information Center. So there are also false interpretations of the Zuckerberg Five cities. The five Republican lawmakers, in their seventh impeachment article attempt to tie Megan Wolf to local municipalities' decision to accept private grants ahead of the 2020 election, a decision state and federal judges on multiple occasions deemed legal. The money, which totaled more than $10 million, came from the Center of Tech and Civic Life, funded by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and his wife to help conduct the presidential election during the COVID-19 pandemic. Most of the funds were directed to Wisconsin's five largest cities, Milwaukee, Madison, Green Bay, Kenosha, and Racine, where Democratic voters are concentrated. Notably, local municipal governments voted to accept the funding, not the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Republicans have tried but failed on nearly a half dozen occasions to claim that local clerks' decisions to accept the private grants and outside consultants for state elections administration was illegal. The Republican lawmakers also falsely claimed in Article 12 that Megan Wolf illegally allowed clerks to recommend absentee ballot instructions in Spanish with resources from the Center of Tech and Civic Life. But state law assigns the duty to provide ballots to county clerks. 8:58, got to take a break for the top of the hour news. Stick around, you're tuned into your local civic media radio station.
I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the
ABC
Civic
News,
Media app.
I'm Liz Landers.